This is Deepal Shah, and you're listening to Cardiovascular System MP3. What I'd like for you to do at this time is just take three deep breaths in, close your eyes, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth so that we can get the hara line going. This is the energy line in our body that we're born with. And we're just going to start activating that. And just focus on your breath as I cleanse your auric field at this time. Breathe in and breathe out slowly and deeply. I'm going to start off with cleansing the blood in your body because the blood delivers essential nutrients, oxygen, and it removes wastes and carbon dioxide to be processed from the body. So I'm just going to go ahead and cleanse the blood first. And we're just going to do a deep cleanse within the blood. Some people tend to even hold their emotions in their blood. So we're just going to release all these deep felt emotions and beliefs from your circulation. And just bathing your blood in alkalinity so that it has a nice, beautiful alkaline frequency at this time. And just activating that energy so that it continues to work for as long as it needs to, and stabilizing it as well. The white blood cells clean up cellular debris and fight pathogens. So I'm just going to boost these guys so that they're working at their optimal potential to fight off viruses, bacteria, all that good stuff, any kind of invaders. We're just going to boost those white blood cells. And we'll stabilize that energy so that it works as long as it needs to. Now, your heart consists of so many arteries, capillaries, and veins. And they help maintain a stable body temperature by controlling the blood flow to the surface of the skin. So I'm just going to work on these blood vessels so that they're working at their optimal potential. I'm just going to clean them out first. and we're going to boost that circulation so that some of you may have cold hands and feet all the time. So I'm just going to increase that circulation now. And just stabilizing those energies. As we get older, or if it's in our genes, as we believe, we may have blood pressure. So some of you may have high blood pressure or low blood pressure. Most people have high blood pressure. And one of the greatest effects of an imbalance of sodium and potassium is high blood pressure, which is also one of the most significant factors of cardiovascular disease. So salt has been known as a major dietary culprit in hypertension. High sodium to potassium ratio is associated with increased risk of hypertension. So I'm just going to balance the sodium-potassium levels. I'm just going to go ahead and activate these energies and stabilize them now. Another thing your heart may present is high cholesterol levels, which is the LDL levels. And if you have high cholesterol, you need minerals that promote cholesterol health. And these minerals that I'm talking about are selenium, copper, zinc, chromium, calcium. So I'm just going to infuse your body with these beautiful minerals and allow your body to absorb whatever amounts that they need at this time. And I'm just going to go ahead and stabilize those energies and allow them to work as we now infuse some vitamins, which can help control your cholesterol as well. Some of them are niacin, vitamin C, vitamin E, beta carotene, and this can help also with controlling your cholesterol. Of course, you may want to ask your physician if you're able to take these. But we're going to infuse whatever your body needs right now. Whatever amount it needs right now, it will take on. Whatever it doesn't, it will just let it pass. And as those energies continue to work, we're going to go to the hormones that the nervous system signals from the brain, because it affects the rate and the strength of the heart contractions. So those which increase the heart rate are catecholamines, endothelins, glucocorticosteroids, thyroid hormones, leptin, PTH, RP. So I'm just going to ask the body to lower these hormones at this time. The other hormones that decrease the heart rate include neurokinin A, oxytocin, angiotensin 1-7, and some other ones. So I'm just going to ask the body to go ahead and balance these hormones. And we're going to go ahead and strengthen the wall in the heart. But first, I'm just going to cleanse out that heart wall, which is in the back, up in your upper mid back. And we're just going to cleanse out all emotions, all distress, all frustrations, all the emotions and beliefs that you carry in that heart wall. And let's see if there's any cords. Shrink, 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 shrink. Cut, cut, cut. Shrink, 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 shrink. Cut, cut, cut. Releasing any cords that you may have attached. And just strengthening that heart wall. Energizing and activating it. And stabilizing those energies. Now, if you do have heart issues, you may also be having diabetes. So I'm going to work on your pancreas. If you do have diabetes, if you do not, you don't need to worry about it because your body will not even respond to these energies. But whatever your pancreas may be carrying, whether or not you have diabetes, we're still going to cleanse that. Because our body tends to store emotions anywhere, even in the pancreas. And I'm just going to energize the pancreas now and activate it so that it can work at its 100% potential. And stabilizing these energies. Now, I know I mentioned genes before, but I'm going to mention them again because I hear that so many times that, oh, it's genetic, whatever it is that somebody has, they always refer to being as genetic, whether they're obese or heart issues or cancer, whatever it is. But genes may play a role in heart disease. So I'm going to work on your genes at this time, and I'm going to reset them, reprogram them, because DNA doesn't spell destiny. And you have to remember that. So I'm just going to reprogram your DNA. I'm just going to clean out the old energy that's there and the beliefs that are there. And also, whatever may be from our past lives, whatever energy you're carrying from your karma, I'm just going to clean all that out. And I'm just going to send positive signals to your genes because our environment has a huge effect on our genes. So I'm just going to send positive signals to the genes, cells, and the proteins. And stabilizing those energies now. The stress that we feel on our heart can also affect endothelial cells. So stress can affect the heart. So I'm just going to go ahead and decrease any inflammation or clotting of blood that you may have going on right now. Cleansing out the nervous system. And energizing both of these areas, the endothelial cells as well as the nervous system. And stabilizing those energies. And now I'm going to go over to the adrenals so that I can cleanse those out and balance your cortisol levels. Because if your stress is high, your cortisol levels are high, and your hormones, your adrenal hormones are high. So I'm just going to clean the energy out here and excess cortisol. Energize and activate the adrenal glands. And stabilizing those cortisol levels for you right now. And with your heart health, you may also be having a little brain fog going on. So I'm just going to go ahead and balance the hormones, the neurotransmitters. I'm going to balance the right and left hemisphere of the brain. The pineal gland and your pituitary gland. Just stabilizing these energies. You can now take a deep breath in and a nice breath out. Again, another deep breath in and a nice breath out. Thank you for listening. This is Dipal Shah bringing you the Quantum Body Awakening.